I've coached over 300 men. I've coached wrestlers to become Division I All-Americans. I've spoke with hundreds of world-class performers for over a decade on this podcast. I've hosted this podcast with Robert O'Neill, who's a Navy SEAL, SEAL Team 6 member. I've had Fortune 500 CEOs, New York Times bestselling authors. I have boiled success down to two ingredients, just two simple ingredients, and I'm going to give those to you today. Welcome to another episode of Success for the Athletic-Minded Man. Real talk on harnessing your athletic drive for clarity, consistency, and focus in business and life. This is your host, Jim Harsher Jr., and today I'm bringing you a solo episode on the two ingredients for success. I'm going to share these two ingredients for success to you, for you, and I'm also going to give you the one single habit that is required in order to actually make these ingredients work. So it's kind of like baking a cake. Like, you need the ingredients, and then you also need the tool, which is the oven to bake the cake, right? I'm going to give you the ingredients, and I'm going to give you the tool. And actually, I'm going to give you that this tool is kind of this habit, this concept, but I'm also going to give you at the end of this episode a tool, a URL that you can actually go to instantly, like right now, as soon as this episode's over, and put to work what I'm actually talking to you about today, and you can get instant results within 2 minutes or less, all right? So this tool that I'm going to give you, this URL, this link that I'm going to give you at the end, you can go there, and within literally 2 minutes, you will have instant results. You'll have something to take away. It's really cool. I'm super excited to share this with you. I've been working on this for the past probably 2 weeks, and it's ready to ship. It's ready to send it to you. So check this out. So stick around to the end of the episode. And before we jump in, make sure you subscribe and leave a rating and review. Those are super helpful. We are a top 1% podcast globally because of you, because of the ratings, because of the reviews, because you're sharing this with your friends. So thank you in advance for leaving the rating, leaving the review, whether it's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you might be listening to this. And so let's get into the episode. And by the end here, you're going to know exactly what these two ingredients are, and you're going to have the habit for implementing them, and you're going to have the link and a tool that you can use right away, instantly, immediately to get results today. And so what are these two ingredients for success? And you might think to yourself, okay, it's going to be maybe work ethic or consistency or growth or continued learning. Maybe it's network, or you have all these things in your head. Like, what is required for success? Maybe you're thinking it's luck, right? Like, what are the ingredients? And I'm going to give you the two. And all of these ingredients lead to work ethic, consistency, growth, learning, network, diligence, resilience, all of the things that you know that are required for success. All of those come from two ingredients. Even luck comes from these two ingredients. So if you want to increase your luck, you have to know these two ingredients. Okay, two ingredients, one habit, one tool. Here we go. The first ingredient is clarity. And I want you to think about it like this. Think about going into a workout. If you ever go into a workout, you're by yourself, you go to the gym, and you walk into the gym, imagine if you don't have clarity on what you're going to work on today. What am I going to do today? You're not going to get a very good workout in. You're going to wander around. You're like, maybe I'll do cardio. Maybe I'll lift. Maybe I'll do a circuit. You know, maybe I'll do Pilates. I don't know, right? You don't have clarity. And so what are you going to do, right? You're going to wander. You're going to drift. I guarantee you that you are not going to get as good a workout in. You might not even do the workout. You might just show up, scroll on your phone, get busy returning some emails, and then leave the gym. But here's the deal. If you have clarity, your likelihood of executing is going to skyrocket. Now listen, when we talk about in your life, in your business, I'm talking about long-term clarity. Like, where are you going in your life? Like, what is the goal? What is the direction? What is the trajectory for where I'm going? Long-term, think about the Olympic gold medalists, any Olympic gold medalist. They had a long-term goal. Nobody ever won an Olympic gold medal by saying, yeah, you know what? I was just kind of showing up and working hard and ended up on top of the podium. I don't know how it happened. Didn't really think I would get here. Didn't really have a plan. Didn't really know what I was aiming for. But here I am, an Olympic gold medalist. Somehow that happened by accident. No, that doesn't happen. That doesn't exist. There's absolute clarity and a compelling long-term vision. If you don't have that, You will find yourself drifting and wandering and lacking consistency, lacking discipline. All of those other things that you think are ingredients for success all stem from clarity. That's the long term. You have to have midterm clarity. Like, you know, maybe not the 10-year vision, like, you have to have the 10-year vision. Then you have to zoom that down to like the 1 to 3 year sort of midterm, you know, clarity so that you know, what am I working on? Like, what are my KPIs or OKRs, we call them in business, you know, KPIs, you know, key performance indicators, OKRs, objectives and key results. In my program, we call them micro goals. Like, if you don't have those, and these might be, you know, as short as sort of monthly, quarterly, the next year, the next even 3 years, or kind of four. This is a sliding scale. Like there's the long term, sort of, you know, 5 to 10 year vision, and then there's the midterm, and then there's the short term. Like, what am I doing today? What am I working on this week? Maybe even this month, right? What are the short term goals? And if you don't have clarity on what those are, you are going to drift. If you're one of those people who say, and there's a lot of us out there, myself included, who can show up and work hard all day and be busy all day, but at the end of the day, know that you're not moving the needle, it's because you don't have clarity on something. You don't have clarity on what you're working on today. Maybe you don't have clarity in what that midterm or long-term goal or vision are, like where you're going. Like, if you don't have those, number one, you're not going to know what's the most important lever to pull today, right? Am I returning emails? Am I doing high-level CEO work? Am I shipping a project? Like, what am I working on today? If you don't have clarity on that, you're going to spin your wheels, right? You're going to check email all day. And then if you don't have clarity in long-term where you're going, even if you do have the short-term clarity, even if you do know what is on your to-do list for today, you're still not going to perform at your potential because there's no why behind it. There's no compelling vision backed behind it, right? You're just trying to pick up a shovel and dig a ditch, and you have no idea what the ditch is for. If you have an idea of why you're doing the work, of why you're going to execute and work on the project or build the thing or make the sales call or do the outreach or have that tough conversation. If you don't know why, and if it's not a compelling enough reason, if you don't have that clarity, you will struggle. You will lack consistency, lack focus. You will know that you're not working as hard as you possibly could be working. Like, all of that happens when you have clarity. All of those other things show up. Quick interruption. If you like what you're hearing here and you want to learn how you can implement this into your life, just go to jimharshawjr.com/apply to see how you can get a free one-on-one coaching session with me. That's jimharshawjr.com/apply. Now back to the show. You know, when I was wrestling, I had the long-term vision, right? The long-term vision was NCAA wrestling champion. I never got there. Right? I got on the podium, didn't reach the top of the podium, but I still had, I had that vision, national champion. And then I had the shorter to this sort of midterm, which was like, might be, you know, this week or this month, the matches that are coming up and watching film for the opponents that I have coming up, like training for the upcoming competitions, the upcoming matches and tournaments. And then short term is like, what am I doing today? What am I working on today at practice? I'm working on my takedown finishes, right? That level of clarity, you just execute. We're missing the one other ingredient. I'm going to share that with you here in a second. But if you don't have that clarity, you are not going to execute. Now, here's the deal. When you're an athlete, when I was an athlete, like, you know, somebody else is kind of telling you what to work on today, right? Working on your takedown finishes. Coach tells you what you're working on. And that's great. You show up. Someone else is telling you what to do. You don't have that in the world. You don't have that. And if you don't seek it out, if you don't find it, if you don't invest in it, if you don't work on it, you're not going to have it. You are going to underperform. You're like, man, Jim, but I'm crushing it. You are still underperforming. I don't care where you're at, what level you're at, what potential you have. You are still underperforming if you don't have that level of clarity. If you don't get outside of your own head and do the work to get clarity on where you're going and then have that short-term clarity here to do. What am I working on that's going to get me there? Now, here's the catch. When you're an athlete, you have that. In the world that you're in right now, you don't have that by default. at least not at the level, even if you have some of it. Yeah, Jim, I have some of that. Like, you need it in the level of like detail in your business, in your career, in your health and fitness, in your marriage, in your role as a father. Maybe you're on a board making an impact in the world. Like, do you have the level of clarity you need to execute at the highest level? Now, here's the thing. When I was wrestling, I finally matured to the level of, first of all, I would just show up at practices in college. I would just show up and practice and do what coach said. Then I got to the level of maturity where I actually began to own my own journey. And what I mean by that is I would watch film with my coaches. Like, I remember literally with the VHS, if you, for those of you listening who remember the VHS tapes, like, I would literally knock on my coach's door at his apartment at like 8 o'clock at night, after practice is over, after dinner, after I got my studying done. I'd be like, hey man, we got to watch film. And I would always have a notebook with me and I would write down my notes. I would write down, you know, things I want to work on, things, areas I need to improve. And I would keep that little notebook. It was one of those little, like, I don't know, like 3 by 5, like 2 by 3, like those little pocket notebooks. It can kind of slip into your like chest pocket on like a business shirt. It was one of those size notebooks. And I kept that in my wrestling shoes so that whenever I would go into practice every day, I would open my locker, get my practice gear on, and I would have to pull out my shoes. Whenever I was putting my shoes on, I would always have to pull out that notebook. I would look at it. I'd say, oh yeah, these are the 2 or 3 things I really need to focus on today. I would put that notebook into my street shoes, and I go to practice with another level of clarity. I wasn't just depending on a coach, somebody outside of me, to give me clarity. I actually owned that process, and I owned that process with the help of a coach, with the help of somebody outside of my own head. But that took my clarity to another level, right? I wasn't, like, going back to the gym example, right? Going into the gym, I wasn't just showing up and maybe having a personal trainer, right? If you have a personal trainer, I have a lot of clients who have personal trainers because they know their way around a gym, but a personal trainer just brings them a level of clarity and accountability that helps them execute. But when you walk into a gym, if you have that level of clarity, and then you also say, yeah, but there's this specific exercise, these specific work, these specific muscle groups or whatever that I want to work on, you're going to have an extra level of clarity. You're going to get more out of it. You're going to get more out of it. When you have clarity, you will execute at a higher level. You'll be more consistent, more disciplined. It brings out the work ethic that you have in you when you have that clear, exciting vision for what you want to pursue, right? So that's the first ingredient. I told you there's 2 ingredients, 1 habit. I'm going to give you 1 tool. All right. First ingredient, clarity. It doesn't happen by default. You have to work at it. And by the way, let me address the luck thing. You know, I said, you know, when you have these ingredients, you will be luckier. Like, when you have clarity, you are going to start to see what used to look like obstacles or used to just be nothing. Like, they would just blend into the world around you. You will be like, wait a second, there's an opportunity there. There's an opportunity because I have clarity. There's an opportunity because I know what I'm pursuing. It might look like an obstacle. It might look like a setback. It might look like a challenge, or just might look like nothing. But when you have clarity, you will be luckier, right? There's the great quote, luck is when preparation meets opportunity. When you have clarity, you're going to be prepared. When you have clarity, you're going to find and see opportunities that you would not have seen otherwise. Think about that in your life. In your world right now, do you know where you're going? Do you know what you want? Long-term, mid-term, short-term. If there's a lack of clarity in any of those, you're going to miss opportunities. Period. Full stop. I'm going to wrap this segment, this clarity portion, before we get into the next one with this last comment here. I always make the distinction between hard work and inspired action. Hard work and inspired action. And as a matter of fact, I did a full episode on this concept. Go back to episode 457, and the whole concept of that episode is hard work versus inspired action. But listen, you know, things look like hard work from the outside looking in. Whenever somebody has clarity, it's not hard work. It's inspired action. Was I working hard when I was wrestling? Am I working hard in my business right now? Yeah, it looks like that to other people. But I have clarity. So it shows up inside of me. It feels inspired. It feels inspired to do the work that I do, to be as consistent and disciplined as I am. It's because I have clarity. If I don't have clarity, all of that melts away. Okay, let's move to the second concept here. Number one, listen, I promise you, there's only 2 ingredients for success. Number one, clarity unlocks all those things I just said. Number 2, accountability. Again, let's use the workout example. If you have clarity and you have accountability, your performance will go through the roof. Let's use the personal trainer, go to the gym example. You show up and there's a personal trainer who, number one, has the plan laid out for your workout. So boom, there's clarity. And you have a personal trainer, you're paying them. They're at the gym waiting for you. There's accountability. Think of it this way. My daughter's getting physical therapy for an injury, a sports injury, and we missed one of her appointments recently, and we got charged. We didn't have it on the calendar. We just totally spaced on it. And guess what? We got charged. We got charged $60 for the session that we didn't even go to. Guess how many sessions we've missed since then? Zero. Why? Because there's accountability, right? We're invested in this. Then, and I'm not saying, you know, clarity or accountability doesn't always come from money, but it sure as hell will make you a lot more accountable. A lot of people talk about like holding myself accountable. I talk to so many guys who consider signing up for my program, and they think, you know what? I just need to hold myself accountable better. There's no such thing. That doesn't even exist. It is a fallacy that people believe in that they can hold themselves accountable. Doesn't exist. It's called self-discipline. And self-discipline shows up whenever you have clarity. That's great, right? Whenever you have inspired action, that becomes self-discipline. That also has a limit. That's when we need accountability. You can't do that by yourself. By definition, you can't do it by yourself. And so therefore, you need to be accountable in other ways. You see it everywhere. Why do people show up to work on? Why do we not miss my daughter's PT appointments anymore? Because there's accountability. And it was the same way when I was wrestling in college, the same way whenever you were participating in sports at whatever level, in whatever sport you did. Like, you showed up at practice because you had to. Because if you didn't, there were consequences. You had to run laps. You didn't get to start on the weekend. You don't get better. Here's the other component. It's not just accountable to one person, a coach. That's great, right? That will literally change your life. If you bring a coach into your life, listen, I work with really high-level people, and you insert a coach into their life, they become even better, even more consistent, even more focused, even more disciplined, even more, you know, inspired to take action. Here's the other component. Accountability to a group. When you're on a sports team, you are accountable not just to the coach, but to all the other people on the team. When you're on a team, you just perform at a higher level. Just because you are breathing the same air as these people, you're working towards a similar goal as these people, or more the same goal if you're on a team. Because you have that social accountability, you will perform at a higher level. Listen, whenever I got to train at the Olympic Training Center, I remember, you know, walking into the wrestling room for the first time and being so intimidated. Like, holy crap, this is the U.S. Olympic Training Center. This is where some of the best in the world have trained. And I'm in the room with these guys right now. And it was scary. It was intimidating. But after training with them, after going to the dining hall with them, after hanging out in the dorms, in the residence halls with them, after going to downtown Colorado Springs with them, I started integrating into this group of world-class performers. And guess what? My belief level went up. My actions in consistency and discipline. Like, you just start assimilating to the level of the group and the people you're around. And if you are not around people who are at or above the level that you want to attain, you will simply not get there. If you don't have that accountability, you're not going to perform at your best. And you might be saying, Jim, well, you know, I don't know where you're listening. I don't know where you're at. You could be anywhere, depending on, you know, any of you listening. Like, you could be in the gutter somewhere. You could be like crushing it in every area of your life. You loop in some accountability, there's even more potential. If you believe there's more potential in you, which there is, you need to welcome accountability. And listen, I'm gonna speak right to a guy. He might be listening. I hope he is listening. His first name is Aaron. Spoke to Aaron this morning, and he knows exactly what he needs. He needs accountability. He literally said, I need accountability. He's really struggling in some areas in his life. And because he doesn't have accountability, he gets projects to about 80%. He has these sort of boom and bust cycles where he's locked in and he's focused, and then he just falls back to default and he's not consistent or disciplined or focused, and he doesn't have follow through. And he told me he doesn't want accountability. He literally told me, I don't think I can accept that level of accountability. And I was like, holy cow, like you want all these amazing things for your life. You've got to, when you see an opportunity to take on that accountability, listen, I get it. It's hard. It's scary, but you need it. This is the second ingredient. If you mix number one, clarity, and number two, accountability, the sky's the limit for you. You can now maximize your potential. Like now, there's different degrees of this, right? Different. Okay, what is accountability? It's like, you know, having a coach or multiple coaches like I do. Really, I need a lot of work, so I got to have a lot of coaches. I need accountability from individuals and groups to push me. So there's different degrees of accountability, different types of accountability. It might be as a father, as a husband, as an entrepreneur in your health and fitness. I work out with this F3 group, and dang, man, like, there's some dudes who are freaking fit. I did a Murph this morning with a guy, and like at the end of it, I'm like, man, were you even sweating? By the way, it was, it's going to be 102 degrees today. And I don't know, it was in the 70s this morning. And it was like, I was sweating before the workout even started. And that's who I want to be around. There's a level of accountability. There's a standard there that makes success possible. Okay. So what's the one habit? What is the one habit? So I've given you the two ingredients. I'm going to give you the habit and the tool. All right. Very quickly here. Habit. Tool. Number one, the habit. If you've been listening to the podcast for any length of time, you know exactly what I'm going to say. So say it with me. Productive pause. What is a productive pause? It is a short period of focused reflection around specific questions that leads to clarity of action and peace of mind. Clarity of action, peace of mind. That is what you're seeking. I want to know what to do, and I want to have the peace of mind being able to go to bed and sleep at night knowing that I'm on track. I've got a plan. I'm going to execute, right? So, it doesn't happen by just hustling, grinding, waking up earlier, staying later, hoping something that will change by not making any changes. If nothing changes, nothing changes. You need to pause, ideally with a coach or a group, or, if nothing else, a mentor, which serves in a very different role as a coach. A coach holds you really accountable. A mentor can kind of teach you things, but you need to do that productive pause. Here's the second thing. So I gave you the two ingredients, clarity and accountability. Number three, I gave you the two of the habit, which is the productive pause. And lastly, by the way, the productive pause, I have a full episode on that. Back in episode 350, that's a ways back, but go scroll back down through your podcast player. You'll find episode 350. That's a great one to go to next, or the 457, which I mentioned earlier. But here's the tool. I'm going to give you now the tool, okay? And I want you to go to this link right now. And you will walk away with an action plan, okay? You're going to walk away with instant clarity, all right? So go to jimharshajr.com/question, jimharshajr.com/question. We're going to put that link in the description as well, so you can see that. You can just go down and look at the description of the app that you're on, of the podcast, and you'll be able to click on it. Go to jimharshajr.com/question. It's going to give you one question that you've never heard before. It's going to be a little bit of a gut punch in a good way, but it's going to break through the BS. It's going to break through the noise. It's a question that will cut through all of that and bring you instant clarity. And there's going to be a follow-up question, and then it's going to, boom, it's going to give you an action plan for the next 7 days. All right. So go to jimharshajr.com/question. Really looking forward to your feedback about this, because I'm super excited to launch this, make this available to you. It is going to bring you instant results, instant clarity. Okay. That's a wrap. Take action on this. This does you no good if it goes one in one ear, out the other. All right. I look forward to talking to you. If you want to sign up for a clarity call, jimharshajr.com/apply. Otherwise, go to jimharshajr.com/question. Make it happen.